Third-party rankings are no guarantee of future investment success. Working with a highly rated advisor does not ensure that a client or prospective client will experience a high level of performance. Investment performance is not an explicit criterion because clients' investment goals differ. These ratings should not be construed as an endorsement of the advisor by any client. Generally, rankings are based on information prepared and submitted by the advisor. Statements saying that we told our clients to be out of the market in 2008 refer to recommendations made by NMWKM's principals while employed at Eagle Strategies LLC. The team that manages accounts at NMWKM are the same individuals with that responsibility at Eagle Strategies and at Cambridge Research from 2009 to 2011. NMWKM was created in 2011 and uses the same strategy. A more thorough disclosure of the criteria used in making these rankings is available by contacting NMWKM Advisors LLC.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Money Matters. And here's your host, Ken Moray.
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money.
We are in the money. The skies are sunny. And old man recession, you are, I would say, you are through. You have done us wrong. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. And this is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of retirement planning. We talk about the stock market. Pardon me, we're going to talk about inflation. We talk about Social Security, Medicare, estate planning, income taxes, you name it. We talk about it, and we try to have more fun than a human being should be allowed to have when talking about all of this boring financial stuff. And this week's going to be no exception because we have an absolutely fantastic show lined up for you. But before we go one step further, let me introduce myself. I am Ken Morafe, the host of Money Matters with Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And I am senior retirement planner and founder of Retirement Planners of America.
I love it!
And I do love it. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the very same ideas we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And we are a firm that specializes in retirement planning. So therefore, we work primarily with people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. So if that is you, this show is designed for you. And we have two goals for you. We have the first one is we want your money to last as long as you do. And secondly, but not less importantly, we want you to have financial peace of mind. And you know, we call your retirement your second childhood without parental supervision. So we want you to go play and have fun and not worry about all of this boring financial stuff. We want you to let us worry about it for you. Our website is rpoa.com. And if you go there, we podcast a show. I encourage you to subscribe to the show. You can listen to it then at your convenience. We are growing our podcast audience by about 1,000 a week, about 1,000 people a week. It's incredible to me. And so if you haven't subscribed, please do. You can do it on any of the major streaming services. And also on our website, we have videos, we have articles, we have all kinds of stuff on there that I think will help you to do your retirement planning and inform you and make you an educated consumer. So let's go over what we're going to talk about on this, our weekly excursion into the land of retirement planning. The first thing I want to talk about is inflation. And I think it's on everybody's mind. And, you know, the Federal Reserve this week said that they're going to start, they're going to accelerate their tapering. And we'll explain what that means in a moment. They said that they're probably looking at 3 interest rate hikes next year. So we'll explain what the impact of that would be. But also I want to go over what is inflation. Now, most people say it's rising prices. But you know what? I'm going to tell you, if that's what you think and if that's what you've been told, that's not correct. That is actually wrong, and I'll explain why, okay, so you have a better understanding. So also this week, I want to talk with you about something that's come up here twice in 1 week. So whenever something happens like that, it gets me to thinking that maybe I need to talk about this on my show. And so two clients that we were talking with have life insurance policies. They're called universal life policies. And these policies, if you bought them a few years ago, when interest rates were higher than they are today, in many cases, these are ticking time bombs. And they could blow up in your face, and you could find out that you don't have the life insurance that you think. So you may have a ticking time bomb in your life insurance is what we're going to talk about. Also, we're going to talk about Social Security as we do every week. And, you know, as we say, you've got questions, we've got answers.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I love that. So yes, but I think, Jack, that our audience can handle the truth. You guys can handle it. I know it. So we're going to have your questions about Social Security answered later on in the show. And you know what, Jack? Most shows would actually stop right there. Most shows would say, if we did just that, we have done more than our listening audience could possibly want from a financial show.
Somebody stop me.
Don't you dare, because on this show, do we stop right there? Do we only go where people expect us to? Of course we don't. We boldly go where no financial show has gone before, and therefore, at about 10 till, we will have our estate tip of the week. And you know, this week, we're going to talk about the Dynasty Trust, which is a trust that you can put money into for the benefit of your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs, and that money can be protected for up to 100 years from lawsuits, divorces, bankruptcy. So since this is the time of the year when people are thinking about making gifts, one thing you might consider is a dynasty trust that you make a gift into. So we'll talk about that at the latter part of the show. So I know you're going to stay tuned for the entire program. You're not going anywhere because I know what you guys do. You listen to the entire show. I'm amazed by that, but thank you for that. Before we dive into everything, I want to just give you an update. My senior competitor, the new man in my wife's life, my, what is he now? He's a 2.5 months old grandson, Nathaniel. He's starting to see better. He's starting to figure out what his arms are. You know, he waves them around like, what are these things? You know, it's like, it's kind of comical to watch him do that. But now he's starting to figure out how to do stuff. He's learned how to roll around, and he can actually see my face. So they're all coming, we're all going to be together for Christmas over the holidays, and I'm going to slowly chip away at that. He's going to become the young man in my life, and my wife is going to be jealous. Yeah! I'm just kidding. I'm not competitive. Anyway, let's talk about inflation. What is inflation? Well, before I dive into that, I just want to give you an update on what we're seeing with regard to the Federal Reserve. This week, rather, they said that they were going to accelerate their tapering, which means they're going to accelerate, this is a weird way of saying it, they're going to accelerate their tapering, which really means the opposite. It means they're going to slow down the amount of bonds that they're buying. Tapering means that they're buying, so if they're going to, or tapering means they're going to not buy as much. And so if they're going to accelerate their tapering, what they're really doing is they are reducing the amount of bonds that they're going to buy. Why? Because if they reduce the demand on government bonds, then that drops their price, and that raises interest rates. So that's what they're trying to do. And then the actual interest rate itself, they said they would do that 3 times next year, potentially. So what is it? Why would they do this, and what's all that about? Well, of course, they are interested in controlling what inflation is doing, and they've decided that it needed some action on their part, which we see as a good thing. They should do that. That's their job. The other thing that it says is that they feel that the economy is strong enough to handle that. To handle rate increases and to handle them tapering. And so that's, in a reverse way, also a good thing. And if you look at periods in the past where we've been in bull markets and we've seen the market going up quite a bit, in almost every case, interest rates were rising during that period as well. So interest rates initially scare people, they're raising and there's a little bit of a sell-off, but over time, the rising of interest rates historically has been a good sign for the market. So again, this is not something for us to be overly concerned about. So I want to talk, therefore, about inflation. And one of the things that you think of when you think of inflation is that prices are going up. But that's not really the case. What really is happening is that we as a country, when we have inflation, it means that we are becoming poorer. And if we're poorer, then it means you have to kind of get your brain around this. You actually can't afford to buy as much stuff. It's all become more expensive to you. Okay? So, for example, let's say that you have a really good job and you can buy yourself a really expensive car. And then you lose your job and now you can't buy that really expensive car anymore. Well, guess what that means? It's not that car didn't change in value. It's still the same, but you can't afford it. So it became more expensive to you. If you look at countries, that have experienced massive inflation. The reason why they've done that is because they have become poorer, not because the price of all the stuff went up. Okay, I mean, the price of oil didn't change for us, but they can't afford it in their country. It's gone up. Why? Because they're poor. They can't pay for that. So inflation is just people, a country becoming poorer. Now, what does poor mean? It means your balance sheet. And I'll give you a quick balance sheet lesson here. Your balance sheet has your assets, the total value of all the stuff that you own, right? And then on the right-hand side, you have everything that you owe, and that's your liabilities. You subtract your liabilities from your assets, and you have your net worth. And your net worth is how rich you are or how poor you are. So if your balance sheet stays the same, if your assets are the same, but you're increasing your debt, then you subtract your debt from your assets, and guess what happens? You've just become poorer. And if that happens in a country, where a country borrows and borrows and borrows and borrows, by virtue of them borrowing money, they are becoming poorer. And therefore, that usually creates inflation. So what we're seeing right now, I think, as we look at it, is the result of all the borrowing that we have done. It's finally coming home to roost over the last 10 years. We've borrowed unbelievable amounts of money. And the more we borrow, unless the other side picks up, the poorer we become and the more inflation we have. So that's why. So if the Fed raises interest rates, hopefully our government will not borrow more money because it'll be more expensive and they won't do as much. And that'll hopefully keep inflation under check. So now, at the top of the show, I did say that we don't feel that what's going on right now is, you know, a bad thing. The Fed is in action, and that always causes the markets to do stuff. And so we've been telling you for several weeks now that we see the end of this year being pretty volatile. In fact, we've titled our videos and our podcast, you know, fasten your seatbelts and be ready and all that kind of stuff. And that hasn't changed. We believe there's going to be a lot of volatility towards the end of the year and then leading into the beginning of the next. But next year, we still see positive signs for the markets. We still see new highs. So what do you do about it? Right now, we believe you should stay invested. However, don't just stay invested. Make sure you have a strategy to protect yourself if things go badly. And as you know, in our firm, because we work with people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon, our entire focus, yes, growth is important, obviously, but protection of principal is even more important to us. So go to our website. We have seminars, we have videos, we have articles, we have all kinds of stuff available where you can learn more about how to protect yourself, diversify, and achieve the retirement that you'd like. All right, so go to our website. It's rpoa.com. That's rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about you may have a ticking time bomb in your life insurance, and also we'll talk about Social Security. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. So let me talk about something with you that has come up twice, actually, here in the last month. And because of that, whenever something happens like that, I start to, my spidey sense kind of picks up. And it feels like maybe this is something that a lot of people are experiencing, and we should talk about it on the show. And what has come up is life insurance policies that are about to explode and become worthless. And I call it the ticking time bomb. And these are universal life policies. So if you have life insurance, check to see if you have a universal life policy. And the thing about universal life is that it is a policy that under most circumstances is driven by interest rates. So what they do is they design the premium that you pay to accommodate for the mortality cost. Okay, so if you imagine a line, that there's a chart, and you have a line that's going straight up and to your right. Okay, that is your mortality, that is your mortality cost. So each year, as you get older, the internal cost to insure you in the policy is going up, and it goes up pretty much in kind of a straight line. Okay, so just imagine that line going up. So what they want to do is they want to charge you enough of a premium, higher than what that mortality cost is, so that the policy builds up cash value. And then later on, when you're older and the mortality cost is very high, the hope is that the built-up cash value is enough to make up the difference between the premium you're paying and the mortality cost. So if the mortality cost is now more than the premium you're paying, they draw from the cash value to do that, and the whole thing is designed to last until you're 100 years old or whatever. Well, the problem with all of that is that if you bought that policy 10 or 15 or 20 years ago, interest rates were way higher than they are today. And if that's the case, then what could possibly have happened is that when they illustrated the policy to you, they were showing you 5 or 6 or maybe even 8% interest rates to build up the cash value. But what we've seen in a couple of these policies is, you know, that cash value buildup has been depleted. And in one case, a client showed it to us, and we saw that the policy was going to lapse in about 3 years. And so we called the insurance company, and they said that this insured person would need to put in $48,000 to keep the policy going after that. Now, of course, not many of us have $48,000 just laying around that we're going to say, oh, okay, well, that's no problem. I'm going to put it into my life insurance policy. So all of a sudden, what happened was that this policy, either you fund it or it's going to go away.
Hey, fellas, what's cooking? It's me!
Yeah. You know, I used to think that was funny, but in this context, it really isn't. So the last thing you want to have is for your life insurance policy to die before you do. So what do you do? Well, the first thing I would do if I were you is I would, if you have a universal life or any policy for that matter, that has a cash value buildup. What I would do is I would first contact a professional to help you, and we have people in our firm that can help you to do that if you would like. But contact a professional and have them go through with you what you should request from the insurance company. What you should request is what's called an in-force illustration. The in-force illustration will show you how long the policy is going to go, what the cash value is, what it's doing. It'll show you your dividends and or your interest that you're earning, all that kind of stuff. It'll be on this on that illustration. And normally what they show on you is they have a projected and they have a guaranteed. The only thing that I care about is the guaranteed. The projected is just that. It's projected. And back in the day when interest rates were 8%, they were projecting all this wonderful stuff, and they may have charged you a very low premium because the interest rates were so high that it was going to make up the difference. But today's world is not the same, and that premium you're paying is not enough anymore. So the first thing you want to do is ask them for what's called an in-force illustration. Now, when you get it, it's going to be, you know, in some cases I've seen them where they're 30 pages, and they have all these different illustrations and all these caveats and all these surrender charges. It's going to blow your brain apart. Okay, so what I would recommend to you, again, is that you talk with a professional that can help you to understand what they sent you. And, you know, unfortunately, I think that for many people, those policies they bought a long, long time ago, they've never looked at again. They just assumed they had, everything was in place. But now that you're getting older and we've got COVID and we got all this stuff and the likely, you know, you're getting closer to when mortality may come into play, you want to double check all of that. You don't want to be caught with that time bomb. So here's what you do. Go to our website. It's rpoa.com. And when you're there, click on Meet with an Advisor. And what we'll do if you do that is we'll schedule a time to visit with you. We'll do it either virtually or we will do it in person if you prefer. We're doing it both ways now. And and keep in mind, we don't only want to talk with you about your life insurance policy. We're retirement planners. So part of making sure that your retirement is secure is looking at your insurance, your long-term care insurance, your life insurance, your Medicare supplements, whatever insurance there may be. We want to look over all of that for you. But that's not the only thing that we do. We also want to look at how you're invested. We want to help you make Social Security decisions. We want to look at making sure that you're properly signed up for Medicare and that you sign up for Social Security when you're supposed to and that you do it in the right way. So there's a ton of stuff that you need to do to get ready to retire. If you're within 5 years of retirement, we'd love to visit with you. If you're already retired and you're in that first 5 years of your retirement, we'd love to visit with you because that decade, in our view, is the single most important decade of your entire financial life. You've got huge decisions that you have to make, and these decisions, once made, you can't go back later and change your mind. They're permanent in most cases. So you want to do it right up front. You want to think through it and have somebody help you with that. So our website is rpoa.com. Click on Meet with an Advisor, and we'd love to meet you and see if we can help you.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
And yes, there's no charge or obligation, and we will part friends. Okay, so that's the deal. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about Social Security. You've got questions, we've got answers. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. And we are a firm that specializes in retirement planning. And so we work primarily with people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. And if that is you, I am so happy for you. You are about to embark on your retirement. We call that your second childhood without parental supervision. And we want you to go play. We want you to have fun. And this entire show and our firm, everything we do is geared around facilitating that. We want your money to last as long as you do. And we want you to have financial peace of mind. And if we have done that, then we feel that we have done a good thing.
Wow!
Wow is correct. And you know, as I mentioned, because we specialize in retirement, the stuff we talk about is what we're about to talk about next, which is maybe the single most talked about topic with our clients, and that is Social Security. And I want to go over with you, and our segment is entitled Social Security. You've got questions, we've got answers.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
I love that. Now, before we get into it, I just want to tell you that, you know, this falls under, if you don't toot your own horn, ain't nobody going to do it for you. And so recently, Forbes named our financial advisory firm, pardon me, one of the top 100 wealth advisors. And while we are flattered by that, without our beloved and most valued clients, we would literally be nowhere. So all you clients, we love you. We thank you. We are so, our gratitude is at the bottom of our hearts. And if you're not a client, I encourage you to go to our website. It's rpoa.com. And while you're there, you can subscribe to this podcast. We're growing our podcast subscribers by 1,000 a week now. It's fantastic, and you need to be one of them. If you're not, you can listen to the show whenever you want to. Think about it. And so all of that is available to you at rpoa.com. So let's talk about Social Security. And what I encourage you to do, ladies and gentlemen, is to send me your questions, and I'll endeavor to answer those questions for you. Okay, so my email address is ken at rpoa.com, and I'll do my best. All right, so first question here. My wife, age 61, has a fatal disease. Oh, my. And currently receives Social Security disability in the amount of $2,300 per month. I am 61 years of age, and I am retired. Social Security estimates my monthly benefits at $1,270 when I'm 62, and $1,684 when I'm 66, and $2,223 when I'm 70. My wife's life expectancy is less than 3 years. My goodness. My question is this. To maximize my Social Security benefits, can I start taking my lower Social Security benefit at age 62 with the assumption that I will start receiving my wife's higher monthly benefit upon her death? I know it's not generally recommended to take your benefits at 62. The answer is yes. Your plan appears to be safe. Just remember that the benefits received at age 66 are subject to the earnings test. So if you go back to work, you may have to, there may be an earnings test, but your strategy is a good one. In other words, you take yours at 62 and you will be able to switch to whatever hers would have been at the time, okay, upon her death. My condolences, that's a tough one. Next question, if an individual retires at age 47, wow, how can we get a true estimate of our benefits at age 62 or when we're 66 or 70? Should I go to Social Security? Well, here's the answer. The number on the Social Security statement that you're getting won't be accurate. And the reason why is because that figure assumes you're going to keep working and making what you're earning. However, they do have what's called a retirement estimator that's available on ssa.gov. It's really, really good. And it can help you to do a what-if scenarios. This calculator will draw upon your earnings record to date and allows you to enter zeros for your earnings going forward and figure out what your Social Security benefits will be. You know, one of the things that Social Security has done really well is their website. It is very, very good. And it's ssa.gov. I would go there to get the answers to that question. Anyway, those are our two questions for this week. Send me more and we'll do more, okay?
I'm glad we had this talk.
Yes, I am. Boy, we got Tom Cruise all over this, right? So send me your questions. It's ken at rpoa.com, and we'll do our best to answer your questions. Now, I want to tell you that we have seminars on our that we're doing, and these are virtual seminars currently, and they're on retirement planning now that we appear to be coming out of all this mess and that the economy is recovering. And if you want to retire in 5 years or if you're already retired, you know, the 5 years, your first 5 years of your retirement and the 5 years before your retirement, we consider that to be the most important decade of your entire financial life. And many studies have shown there's a thing called sequential risk, which means that if you suffer great losses or if you make bad financial decisions early in your retirement, that it will substantially impact the ability of your money to support you for the rest of your life. So we don't want you to make mistakes during that period. We want to help you. And talking with a professional, we believe, can help you to avoid a lot of those mistakes.
There's no doubt about it.
I don't think there is a doubt. So therefore, if you go to our website, rpoa.com, you can attend our virtual seminars on Social Security, on retirement planning. You can visit with one of our retirement planners and help you to build your retirement plan. No charge or obligation. So many resources available to you. Take full advantage. We're here to help you. It's rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to answer, if we have an economic crisis, where is the safest place to put your money? So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morave. And this show is designed for those of you who are over the age of 50, who are retired or retiring soon. So if that is you, then you've come to the right place. And our firm is Retirement Planners of America, of which I am the founder, those decades ago, which is crazy. Everything we do is geared around several things. The first one being that we believe your retirement is your second childhood without parental supervision. So we want to, whatever that means to you, does that mean just laying on a beach and having margaritas? Does it mean playing golf, visiting your grandchildren, traveling, giving back to your community, to your church? Whatever that may be, whatever that childhood looks like for you, we want to facilitate that. And to do that, we have to accomplish two things in our view. The first one being, we want your money to last as long as you do. And secondly, we want you to have financial peace of mind. And those two kind of go hand in hand, I guess. But if you're going to have your second childhood, think about it. When you were a little kid and you were laying on the grass and you're looking up at the sky and there are those clouds and you're asking your best friend who's laying next to you, you know, what does that cloud look like to you? Is that a cow? Is that a pig? Is it a bear? No, that one's a sheep. So you're having to, when you're doing all of that, are you wondering whether the Fed's going to raise interest rates or not, or whether the stock market's going to go up or down or not? You're not worrying about that stuff. Why? Because mom and dad are doing it for you. Well, in this case, we want you to have a sound financial plan. We want to help you to do that. We want to worry about all this stuff for you so that you don't have to. And that's what we're all about. Our website is rpoa.com. And if you go there, we podcast this show. I encourage you to subscribe to the show and have it delivered to you. And, I saw a statistic that was just mind-blowing. And that is that we currently, let me see if I can find it. We've had, since we've been promoting our YouTube videos, we've had 485,000 watch time minutes. That's a lot, and that's just in the last few months. So I encourage you to go and access all the resources we have to help you to have that peace of mind and that second childhood. Now, one of the most important things in our view to have your money last as long as you do is to protect your money from bad things. And one of the worst things that we can think of is a bear market.
You're a persistent cuss, Pilgrim.
Yeah, I was about to say inflation, but actually we believe that bear markets are worse than inflation, because we have a strategy to address it. I want to go over that with you. So the three worst enemies you have to your financial well-being in our view are taxes, is inflation, and also is bear markets. And so one of the things that we have talked about on this show, we've talked about for many years now, is the idea not to buy and hold, but to buy, hold, and sell. And our strategy we call invest and protect. So yes, you want to invest, you want to participate, you want to do all of that, but you want to protect yourself as well. And so we believe that growth is important, but protection of principal is even more important. So yes, you want to grow, yes, you invest, but at the same time, you always have an eye for the exit, in our view, to protect yourself. Now, the counter to that is, well, no, you shouldn't do that. And we've talked about it on many shows, but one of the questions I've been asked over the years is, okay, so Ken, we get out and where do we go? Where's the safest place to put our money? Well, there are two areas that we have gone into when that happens. One is, of course, cash. And when we talk about cash, we talk about mutual funds, the mutual fund version of cash, which is called a money market fund. Now, we have a lot of clients who have 401ks, and inside the 401k, we show them there's also sometimes a thing called a stable value fund. So there are different names for these, and certainly we'd like to help you to understand that. If you want to visit with us, we'll show you. But one of the things we want to look at is a stable value, a money market fund, the equivalent of cash. Okay, because cash in theory won't lose principal value. Now, certainly it doesn't fight inflation very well, but it will protect principal to the extent that it can. So that's the first place. The second place that we look at is U.S. government bonds, treasuries, that kind of thing. And, you know, one of the big things I keep hearing from many, many people, they keep asking me, you know, with all this stuff that's going on with the government and this and that and borrowing and our debt, is the dollar going to collapse? Is the dollar going to fall? Are we going to lose our currency? And crypto is an example of why the dollar is so terrible. Well, if you look at what the dollar is doing right now, it's strengthening. Why? Because when people get scared all over the world, they want to put their money in the safest place they possibly can. And whether we like to believe it or not, the U.S. Treasury is the safest place in the world right now. And so if you want to put your money someplace that you have a high degree of confidence you're going to get it back, you put it in treasuries. Why? Because we will print the money. We have the printing press. The Federal Reserve will print the money for you. If you've got $3 trillion invested in our treasuries like the Chinese do, they know that if something happens, we'll print it up for them. We've got the printing set press. We're the world's reserve currency. We can do that. And if they came in and they said, we want our money, we'd say, well, would you like that in hundreds, 20s, 10s? Just tell us how you want it and we'll give it to you. So we can do that. And that's why we have the safest place in the world to put your money. And that's why right now people are getting nervous about, you know, the Omicron and about, you know, all the stuff that everybody's worrying about. And that's actually strengthening the dollar. So the safest place is the U.S. dollar, which is translated, meaning treasuries and U.S. government denominated investments. And then also the money market funds or stable values and all of that. Now, don't do this by yourself, okay? Talk with somebody that can help you with that. And here's my offer to you. Go to our website. It's rpoa.com. And if you go there, you can click on Meet with an Advisor. If you do that, we'll schedule a time either virtually or in person to meet with one of our retirement planners. Now, right now, a lot of people are very nervous. You know, market's at all-time highs, but there's so much risk. You know, how do I protect myself? Where do I put my money? I just went through that with you. But when do I know when it's time to take evasive action? How do I design a plan to protect my retirement? How do I do all of that? Well, I'll tell you a thing that I believe in. If you ever ask the question how, then you're not the right person to do it. Because if you have to ask how, the next question is who, all right? So if you have to ask how, you're wrong. If you want to ask who, because if you are the right who, and somebody asks you, you can talk about it for an hour. If you're not the right who, then they look at you and they ask you a question. You go, how do I do it? I don't know. Well, hire somebody that knows. Hire somebody that is the who for you. This kind of sounds like a Dr. Seuss thing all of a sudden. Anyway, go to our website. It's rpoa.com and click on Meet with an Advisor. Visit with one of our retirement planners, and we'll help to build your retirement plan and incorporate into that our Invest and Protect strategy to help protect you from the next downside. All right.
I don't know how to say I thank you, except I thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. Our website is rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to pass on the fruits of your labor to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. This is the part of the show where we talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor. And that's called estate planning. And one of my favorite vehicles, my favorite trusts, is called the Dynasty Trust, or that's what we call it. And the Dynasty Trust is designed to help protect money that you leave to the aforementioned greedy unwashed and protect it from lawsuits, protect it from bankruptcy, protect it from divorce, and also from taxes. So it's a wonderful vehicle in my view, and we're going to go over it with you. But first, Jack, can you play it?
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire.
And of course, that is Tony Bennett with Rags to Riches. And you know, the estate taxes, probate, all that kind of stuff, it's actually designed to do the exact opposite. It's designed to take you from riches to rags, and we do not want that to happen to you. So every week at this time, we have our estate tip of the week. And you know, since this is coming up to the year end, and it is time for the holidays, and a lot of gift giving is going to be happening, one of the things that you may want to consider is to actually, rather than gifting, you know, presents, gift some cash. And the gift tax rules are such that you can gift $15,000 to as many people as you wish, gift tax free. Jack is looking at me saying, what about me? Yes, they could even gift it to you. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to do a GoFundMe for Jack over here. And everybody that wants to give him $15,000, you can. But anyway, so you can gift $15,000 to as many people as you wish. So if you're married, that's $30,000. And that's to each of your children, your grandchildren. So if you have, you know, five children and five grandchildren, that's 10 people. You can give $15,000 to 10 people, $150,000, and if you're married, $300,000 all told. So if you have that much money and you want to gift it, you can. Now, where should you gift it if you're going to? Two ways you can go with that. One is you can just give them the money because they need it right now and they're going to go spend it, and I get that. Or if you want to help them to build a retirement plan or some money to buy a house with or to pay for their children's college or something like that, what you may want to consider doing is a dynasty trust. And the dynasty trust is a kind of trust where you can put the money in. Now, keep in mind that if you do that, you've lost control over it because it can't be a completed gift unless you do that. But in theory, if you'd given them the cash, it's the same. That money can go in there, get invested, be used for future purposes. While it's inside that trust, that money is protected from lawsuits, it's protected from bankruptcy, and it's protected from divorce for potentially 100 years. And if it grows to be a significant sum, it can go down from your children to your grandchildren, potentially estate tax-free. Okay?
Fascinating.
And very logical, Mr. Spock. So it is a marvelous vehicle, in my opinion. So if you're going to gift your kids or your grandchildren money, instead of gifting it to them outright or opening an account in their name and doing that, open a trust and put the money into the trust for them. Now, you can name them the trustee of the trust. So if they're if they're over 18 or 21, and you can make them in charge of it. So it's the same as if you'd given it to them, but they're trustees of a trust that has the money in it, and that affords you the aforementioned protections. And I think the Dynasty Trust is one of the best things that lawyers have come up with. And there aren't very many of those. So anyway, hats off to you lawyers who came up with that. So I want to invite you to come to one of our seminars. We have seminars coming up that you can attend. You can go to our website. It's rpoa.com. And we have on Social Security, we have seminars on retirement planning. Now that we seem to be coming out of the economic issues we've had with the pandemic, how to prepare for retirement, how to be retired and have your money last as long as you do. You know, and what we always say is we're not here to make you rich quick. We're here to keep you from becoming poor. And that's a huge difference. I think you understand that difference. Our seminars are designed around that. You have the ability, if you'd like, to also click on Meet with an Advisor. If you do that, then we'll schedule a time to sit down with you, again, virtually or in person. And we'll go over your entire financial picture. We'll help you to build a plan. We have what we call our RCFP, our Retirement Cash Flow Plan. And what we'll do with that is we'll help you with a budget. We'll see if you're able to retire or not. We'll tell you how much you can afford to spend while you're retired. We'll have what kind of risk should you take? How should you diversify? We'll go over all of that. Social Security decisions, income tax decision, estate planning. It's mind-boggling, but you know what? We make it fun. And we'll do it with you at no charge or obligation. And if you like what you see and you want to work with us, that is absolutely fantastic. And if not, that's fine too. Either way.
Oh dear, that's too wonderful to be true.
Yes, Dorothy, it is not, because it is true. But either way, we will part friends. Okay, so I encourage you to go to our website. It's rpoa.com. And we'll look forward to seeing you there. Well, you know what? This show is over already. Happy holidays, everybody. We'll see you next week. Same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
This is the end.
Of course not. It's
all in the beginning.
Information presented should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any of the securities mentioned. None of this show's content should be viewed as personalized investment advice. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the strategies presented. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and therefore can be no assurance that any specific investment or strategy will be suitable or profitable for a client's portfolio. The tax and estate planning information offered on this program is general in nature. Always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation. Sound effects or anecdotes should not be construed as an endorsement of Ken Morafe or MMWKM Advisors LLC. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability.